We've got this sneak peek into a book that, honestly, could really change the way you think, literally.
It's called Sketch Your Mind, Nurture a Playful and Creative Brain by Zsolt Witzian.
Oh, and the best part, you can pre-order it right now. I mean, who doesn't love getting their hands on something awesome before everyone else, right?
Absolutely. And what's really striking about this book, even just from what we've seen so far, is just how much it aims to do. We're not talking about like little tweaks here and there. Zsolt's talking about like a whole new way of engaging with information, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like a complete shift.
Yeah.
He's saying this book will actually change how you take notes, how you learn things, how you think.
Even how you see the world, like your whole perception. Pretty wild, right?
It's a bold claim for sure. But when you dig into the ideas behind it, it's like, wow, there's really something here.
And if you're picturing like a book that just tells you to doodle in the margins, oh no, this is way more than that. Sketch Your Mind lays out this whole system for visual thinking.
It's not about just doodling. It's about actually using visuals to understand things better, to remember things, to make connections.
To think of it like upgrading your brain's operating system.
Okay, I like that. So for those of you listening who are already intrigued, and I bet a lot of you are, there's something pretty cool happening if you pre-order the book.
There's this exclusive launch Zoom call with Zsolt Witzian himself. He's going to share, get this, a book on a page summary.
So the whole book, visually.
Yeah, visually. And he'll have a concept map breaking down all the key ideas. So it's like a direct line to the core of the book, straight from the source.
All right, so let me ask you straight up. Have you ever felt like your notes are just a jumbled mess? You know, you write down all these brilliant ideas and then they just disappear into the void.
Or maybe you're struggling to be more creative, you know, trying to solve problems in new ways.
Or maybe you just feel completely overwhelmed by all the information out there, you know, trying to wrap your head around complex topics. If any of this sounds familiar, well, this deep dive into Sketch Your Mind might be exactly what you need.
It really might. Let's unpack some of the core ideas Zsolt lays out. One of the biggies, and this comes through strong in Chapter 4, is the power of visual note-taking.
Okay, visual note-taking, so what's the big deal?
Well, the book argues that when you capture ideas visually, they actually stick in your memory better.
That makes sense. I remember things better when I see a picture, for sure.
Yeah, exactly, and they become more, like, actionable, you know? You can actually do something with them, and you get this instant clarity that you don't always get with just words on a page.
So it's not just about remembering, it's about understanding too, right?
Exactly. So sketching your ideas isn't just a fun little thing. It's actually a way more efficient way to learn and remember.
I can see that. I mean, think about it. We've all had that aha moment when we see a visual, like an infographic or even a simple sketch.
Right. It just clicks.
It's like this instant understanding that you just wouldn't get from reading paragraphs of text.
It's like the analogy the book uses, a shop window versus a receipt. The shop window, you see it, you instantly know what's in the store, the receipt. It's just a bunch of text. You have to really work to figure out what it all means.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. So visuals help us process information faster.
Yeah.
They make things clearer and they help us remember things better. Got it.
Right. And it goes beyond just passively looking at visuals too. Chapter 5 digs into actively visualizing concepts, which can be even more powerful.
Actively visualizing. So what does that mean exactly?
Means taking those like fuzzy ideas you have in your head, the ones that are hard to pin down, and turning them into simple visuals.
So like turning thoughts into pictures.
Yeah, exactly. And the book argues that this process can actually sharpen your thinking. Because when you force yourself to represent an idea visually, you have to really get to the heart of it, you know?
Like you have to figure out what's really important about the idea, what's at its core.
Exactly. You strip away all the fluff, all the extra stuff, and you're left with this clear visual representation of the idea's essence.
Interesting. So it's almost like when Zsolt talks about his walk in the winter forest, right?
Yeah, the winter forest. I remember that part.
Once he shifted from just labeling things in his mind, like tree or snow, to actually observing the details, the shapes, the colors, he started to see a whole new level of beauty and complexity.
And that's the idea here, right? We can apply that same principle to abstract ideas, to actively look for their visual representation. It can change how we see and understand those ideas.
I like that. So we talked about visuals helping us understand the individual ideas better, but what about connecting those ideas together?
That's where the idea integration board comes in. Chapter 6 introduces this concept, which is basically a visual workspace where all your ideas can live and interact.
Okay, so instead of having all my notes scattered everywhere, in notebooks, on scraps of paper, in random computer files, I have this one central place where I can see everything together.
Exactly. And the idea is to move away from those isolated, siloed notes and create a space where your knowledge can actually grow and evolve organically.
Organically?
Yeah, like your ideas can connect and interact with each other. Imagine your knowledge not as a bunch of separate files in a dusty filing cabinet, but as this vibrant map where you can see all the connections between your ideas.
That's a cool image. So the idea integration board is like a tool for building that map.
Exactly. It helps you turn isolated facts and ideas into a web of understanding. And then Chapter 7 takes this even further with the concept of navigating knowledge.
Okay, so we've built our map. Now we're going to explore it.
Exactly. It's about using those visual connections you've created to explore your notes, to find hidden links between ideas that might seem completely unrelated at first glance.
Like finding those aha moments where you see how two seemingly different ideas actually connect in a surprising way.
Yeah, exactly. And it can even help you identify your own blind spots, you know, the places where your thinking might be biased or incomplete.
So it's not just about organizing information. It's about actively using that information to learn and grow, to see the world in new ways.
Exactly. And the book really emphasizes that this isn't just a productivity hack. It's about reclaiming clarity and focus by tapping into the way our minds naturally work.
How do our minds naturally work?
Well, visually, spatially, and iteratively. And the book introduces this concept of 4D PKM as a system that's rooted in this natural way of thinking.
4D PKM, that sounds intriguing. What is that exactly?
It stands for 4D Personal Knowledge Management. Basically, it's about seeing your knowledge not just as flat notes, but as this dynamic, interconnected space that changes over time as you learn and grow.
It's like your knowledge is alive. It's constantly evolving.
Exactly. And the book even talks about the Lego approach to playful visual thinking in Chapter 2, which highlights the power of both modularity and constraints in boosting creativity.
Okay, break that down for me. What do you mean by modularity and constraints?
Modularity means thinking in terms of distinct visual elements, like building blocks. So instead of trying to represent an idea as one big, amorphous blob, you break it down into smaller, more manageable chunks.
Like Lego bricks.
Exactly, like Lego bricks. And constraints refer to limitations you set for yourself, like forcing yourself to represent a complex idea on a single index card. This forces you to prioritize and clarify the essential elements of the idea.
So by using modularity and constraints, we can be more creative and efficient with our thinking.
Exactly. And this playful approach isn't just about making learning more fun, although that's definitely a bonus. The book draws on neuroscience to show that play actually strengthens our mental agility.
So by being playful, we're actually making our brains work better.
Yeah, play helps our brains form new connections. It makes us more adaptable and flexible in our thinking.
That's amazing. So it's like giving ourselves permission to be more playful, to experiment with our thinking, to embrace imperfection. Just like when we were kids playing with Legos, we were constantly building and rebuilding, trying new things until we came up with something that worked.
Exactly. The book emphasizes this idea of iteration, this continuous cycle of creating, connecting, and refining our visual representations as the key to deeper understanding. It's not a one-time thing, it's an ongoing process.
So we're constantly learning, growing, and evolving our understanding through this visual, playful approach.
And fundamentally, it's about making your knowledge visible, consciously shifting away from that ingrained habit of text-first thinking and freeing the power of your ideas.
It really does sound like a powerful way to learn and grow. This sneak peek has definitely piqued my interest, and I hope it has for you too. If you're looking for a way to transform how you take notes, how you manage your knowledge, and ultimately how you think, then definitely check out this book.
Sketch Your Mind. Nurture a Playful and Creative Brain by Zaltfitzian. And remember, it's available for pre-order right now.
And by pre-ordering, you get access to that exclusive launch Zoom call with Zisalt, where he'll share his book on a page, summary, and concept map. It's a great way to dive even deeper into these ideas.
So as you go about your day, think about this. Could embracing a more visual approach unlock hidden potential in the way you learn, create, and connect ideas?
What would happen if you started making your thinking more visible? If you could actually see your thoughts on paper?
Could it lead to surprising insights and a richer understanding of the world around you?
Give it some thought. You might be surprised by what you discover. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
See you next time.